Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And I'd like to ask you, how human are you? Well, I'm sure you feel very human nowadays. It's hard to be human. And we do our best. And maybe we can do a better job and perhaps even become superhuman. Well, that's an opportunity. And to help us look at that in the best ways possible is a guest I've had on the show many times before. He's wonderful, deep thinker, connected deeply in consciousness, and I just love to hear what he has to say, so we're going to ask him. So Mas Sajidi, welcome to Energy Stew.
Peter, thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm so glad you're here. This is you always have some great insights for us. And so I want to look at this about the human condition, who we are. We're souls in human form. We have minds, egos, and they give us a lot of trouble.
So, well, we don't know how to use them. That's all.
What's that?
We just don't know how to use the tools that we have, so we don't get into trouble.
Right.
We wouldn't be in trouble.
But maybe trouble is part of the plight that we're here for.
Yes.
And then it's about, you know, how do we handle the trouble that we're in? Because right now, we're in a troublesome world.
Yes.
And
go ahead.
Oh, well, it's really about who we are in this troublesome world, why we're here, and what is being done about it in raising consciousness, let's say.
Right. So, you know, we may call it a troubled world, or there's a lot of distortion going on. Sure. You know, and that's true. However, you know, I think all those distortions are, say, opportunities for us to learn more about not only ourselves, but then humanity as a whole.
So, yeah.
You know, like your teenagers, right? I've got a lot of kids, you know, they're going into teenagers, and it's like, yeah, they get into trouble here and there, you know, but that's how they learn. That's how they strengthen. So as humanity, yes, we're going to go into those issues of, you know, troubles, whatever it is, wars, you know, personal issues and so on like that. Those things are always like opportunities for awakening for us. Unfortunately, we're not awakening as fast as we've gone through wars. We've gone through a lot of abuse. We've gone through whatever through thousands of years. So the key is, why aren't we awakening from that?
So, right.
And I think change agents like me, or other individuals or other situations, they're going to come forward to, like, really say, shake us. So those opportunities can actually awaken so we can move on from them.
Well, let's talk about awakening, because what is that supposed to look like? You know,
right. And that's true. That's really a good point, because awakening, most people, and just tapping into your audience, by the way, people who are new to me, I can just tap into, say, a frequency or a personality of the audience. I can tap into anybody and then help them shift their lives.
And you're talking about past, present, and future too, because time out there is only relevant to who's going to be listening to this show whenever they do listen to it.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. So with that in mind, what was the question? Sorry, Peter.
What does awakening look like?
Right. So tapping into your audience, here we go. You know, most of the individuals, like, awakening actually is like getting close to God type feel. And this is your audience perspective from what I'm seeing, or noting that, you know, their life is going to be blissful, or a fairy tale place. Awakening is actually, to get to that point, and that is an accurate statement of like wanting to be in that bliss state. But to get to that point of bliss state, you start to awaken, your light shines stronger, and then you start to see all the shadows that you're not. So awakening is a process of moving away from all those things that we think we are. right? Our physical sense, you know, I'm a doctor, I'm so-and-so, I'm a healer, I'm wounded, you know, this kind of illness. So those are identities that aren't really you, not you at all. So that's the process of awakening.
Right, and yet, recently I did some shows with a man who went up, and he's a famous meditator, and he went up into the Himalayas, and he found a cave, and he meditated for a few months. And he had many times 15 hours straight of bliss. And it really was. I mean, he's really a you know, wonderful guy. And he was up there. And it's all this bliss state. And yet, once he walked out of the cave, guess what? Life bumped into him in many ways. And, you know, so we can find blissful states. But
right.
Then what?
And that's the key, Peter. What I teach, exponential intelligence, is that terminology I coined not for something I've developed. This is a timeless space. So for example, that meditator. Yes, you can disconnect, and this is where most people do meditation, yoga, or anything else that we do, right? Exercise. Or even addiction, right? What do? We disconnect from this time frame. We go into a bliss state. And then we have to come back to the real world. Peter, what I'm talking about and the process of becoming a superhuman is that you identify who you are at a higher level by awakening. We talked about what awakening is. And then you can actually be in that bliss state no matter what you're doing. You don't have to go from one to the other. Your life, no matter if you're taking care of the kids, you know, having a job, whatever it might be, is that experience of being here in physical form so strongly that, you know what, you really don't care what you're doing. Although if you're awakened to that level, you're going to be doing exciting things.
Let's just say that, you know, life can be very ugly too. You know, tragedies, horrible tragedies. So it's really, you know, about how to maintain some sense of, let's call it maybe detachment, to life in a way that we can hold that larger light.
Right. Say that you're, again, an awakened, and it is, it's a process. It's not just like, you know, you're, it's not like a snap of the finger and then you awaken. It's a process of clearing out, again, the shadows that you are. But then life does life have tragedies or actually opportunities for you to, say, awaken even at higher levels? So say someone dies or your children gets in a car crash or something like that. Yes, it's a tragic experience. But, you know, spiritually successful individuals, no matter what it is out there, Peter, they actually use that space to help them open up to their true identity even more. So yes, it's painful, but they grow and expand from that rather than, you know, get wound down and get choked by life even tighter by, you know, what we call tragedy.
Right. I think it's having the perspective of being in a very human, let's call it fragile world, we don't have to be as fragile as the world. So we can hold ourselves more in our, let's call it a higher spiritual context, to see the journey of being in a life that throws all kinds of stuff at us.
Yes, that's absolutely true. But, you know, that consciousness or what that perspective that you're talking about, again, most people hold it from a willpower state. But Peter, if you, and I've helped people be this way, I live this way, I actually help them turn around and help them understand that, you know, they are spirit, that 99% of what they are, their spirit having a human experience. So when you're in that perspective, you know, it's always a growth space, really. And it's not a willpower mindset. You just naturally, like, stay in that space and you learn from that space.
Right. We're here for the journey. I mean, we are here. And these things are happening.
Yes. So can I give you an example, Peter, sure, for your audience? Is think of it this way, and I'm sure many of your audiences have been this way, been in this situation. You know, they're in a tragic experience. right? Someone's dying or somebody's ill. But if you've noticed, when you're drawn into that tragic experience so finely, you pull into it, you disconnect from time, and then there's a euphoric state around that tragic experience. So basically, you would be living in that euphoric state. You have to ask yourself, in such tragedy, why are you in such a euphoric state, right? Why is there a blissful space around this? Because you're out of time. You've disconnected your identity from being a physical being into your timeless being. And then those opportunities, again, although tragic, it becomes a euphoric experience for your spirit.
And this, I can see this as a great hope for humanity in terms of the way it's behaving now. Yeah. If the majority or if everybody can see this perspective, then there won't be so much fear and abuse going on.
Right, and that's being out of time or seeing tragedies as a tragedy. You're so stuck in time, you don't get to see the grace around that space. And then that's how humanity starts going downwards, like you're talking about. It's a great awakening, right? Well, period.
Right. Now, I'm at a stage in life where I look back and I'm starting to write a book about my life, and there are so many stories. And you know some of them, and they're, you know, it's very entertaining. But anywhere along the line, if you had taken a snapshot and say how you're doing, you know, wouldn't have been so easy to feel good about it. And yet I look back with such happiness about the richness of it all.
Right, exactly. And that's, you know, those individuals that we really admire, those individuals that have that character. What we call character. If you look back at them, look at Viktor Frankl, a man's search for meaning. He was in a concentration camp for I don't know how long, but he came out of it, you know, an expanded being. That was a rich space. A lot of us would have been, say, turned around and just, thrown out with totally distorted, mentally unstable for somebody, right, that stayed that long in that space. So that's what I'm saying. You know, spiritually successful individuals, no matter what they've gone through, they start to awaken from it and learn from it. So one, it never happens again for themselves, nor humanity.
Now, we do all have to take responsibility for ourselves and look around and, you know, maybe like you, reach so many people all the time with your messages so that people can, you know, tuned to this. And yet probably, you know, high majority of the world isn't ready for that.
You're right. My message is so, say, surgical. It's just bare bones, and that's why it's so impactful for a lot of people. I get straight to the point. I don't go into the fluff stuff. I don't go into, you know, feelings or anything like that. I look at the frequencies or awakening as, again, a program. I help you switch your program on of awakening. Your emotions and everything else start to come into line. So it's a lot easier process, although it's very intense for a lot of people.
Yeah. I was once in a workshop, this is about 40 years ago, that was called What's So? And everybody came to the workshop and talked about all of their troubles and what's so in their lives. It's so difficult. And right. Turned out that the secret name of the program was So What?
Well, what are you going to do with that trouble?
Right. It's like, okay, so we all got trouble.
We all got troubles.
You know, and so let's hold it in a way that isn't so debilitating, so limiting.
Yeah, and I help people do that, Peter, from the inside out, because you know, if you're, say, running patterns of abuse and, you force yourself and say not to get abused, it's very hard. I'm not blaming anybody. But what if we could, say, remove the programs of abuse or distortion so we can actually, say, grow from it? So, you know, I don't want your listeners to walk away and go, you know what, all the things that have happened in my life, you know, it's been my fault. It's, you know. And I'm saying to you, it's probably not your fault. It's actually programs that have come from, you know, family lineage or you know, just like the way you get your eye color, your skin color, whatever else that you get, you know, the patterns of abuse, how much money you're going to make, all those things are like pre-programmed for most of us. What I'm saying is like awaken. I do it a lot faster for you, but you can do it by just noticing the programs that are happening to you, not the situation. So the underlying patterns, basically.
Right. And that's why I love human design and the cards and all of that, to see the mechanics of the pattern that we're born to.
Yes. So you start to see the mechanics of the pattern, and then you start to awaken. And really, for the most part, once you understand the patterns that you're running, you can move away from those patterns and your life starts to shift. So it doesn't become a willpower issue.
Or be able to be bigger than your patterns.
Of course. Oh, that's what it's all about. Right. You've got the patterns, you see them, and it's like, oh, you know what? This was my mom's patterns, for example. I don't need to run them anymore. Not even the ways of getting ill.
Right. And I think that's the point, is when you can transcend your third dimensional reality.
Right.
In a way, and live in your interdimensional reality.
Right. So what you're talking about, like my project, Project Superhuman, what you're talking about earlier, Peter, is that, you know, in today's society, yes, there's a lot of troubles, but, you know, we're using only, say, 10% or 15% of our brain power, right?
Right.
All these scientific studies. So what Superhuman is, like, getting us to the level where we're using a lot more of that brain capacity, but that's not even getting into the superhuman space, because that's our natural state to be.
Right.
Being complete. That's just a default human state, by the way.
Right, because that's only a part of the reality we have to comprehend. We right. actually can live in, when we're living in our interdimensionality, we can hold that in more importance in our lives and keep forgiving our brains for being so limited.
Right, exactly. So, you know, in this space is all about, say, using more of our brain capacity just to become, say, the default human, or the human that we should be, right? To see our human potential. We haven't even reached that. So we're missing, say, about 95% of
our
potential. Superhuman is like going beyond that phase where you start to realize that you are at spirit form having this human experience. And that's where, well, life gets even more amazing.
And I think so much of that is about being able to pay attention to that part of you. In other words, don't be consumed by your limited behaviors and mechanics and patterns.
Right.
But recognize, honor that greater self that knows better.
Oh, definitely. Yes. So what you're talking about is what I say, the 1% that we are, the human form, the human identity, the human self-image that we've created for ourselves. What you're talking about, awakening, is like you switch that over from, you know, the 1% that we think we are to the 99% that who we really are, right? That timeless being, having a human experience, a physical experience.
And I think also, being able to see ourselves in our story and knowing it's not the only part of us.
Yes, you can see your story. You can, you know, you can enjoy that story. You don't have to walk away from that story, but you know that it's just like, you know, your story is like your clothing. You know, if you're not liking that piece of clothing, then you change it and wear something else. Same thing with your story. If you don't like that story, you're awakened enough where you can go, you know what? I'm through with this story. I'm through with abuse.
Well, right.
Let's change that story into something else. Or in my language, let's change that programming where you're running another program.
Well, we always have the next choice. And that's what's unlimited. And we can look back at the patterns of our choices. And maybe that's part of growth and developing our superhuman capacity is to know what we shouldn't be choosing anymore.
True. That's all we have to do. But unfortunately, most of us aren't awakened enough, and then we choose the same thing. And that's why it's important to, as I always say, be, you know, you, this goes beyond mindfulness, because mindfulness is, you know, that key word nowadays that people are using. But even mindfulness, you know, people are, you're still looking through the same shoreline. So that's why I always say, notice what you notice. And that means, like, notice your actions, like what your hands are doing, how you're walking, how you're behaving from a third person perspective. And then that goes beyond, you know, just being aware of what's around you. You get to actually see how you interact. I guess that's the key. You get to see how you interact within your environment, which is very different than mindfulness, because mindfulness is like, well, I'm here in my environment.
Right. It's being present.
Yeah.
And, but that's a very fine point. The difference between being present and knowing that that's not all that matters.
Exactly. Right. You get to become so present, and this is beyond mindfulness, that you actually see yourself from your higher perspective, you know, your natural.
And then you should break out in joy.
And you, yes. And you get to enjoy wherever you are, you know, no matter how deep in the hole or, you know, how sick you are, you get to actually say, enjoy that space. But that's how you dig yourself out of it.
Right. Well, to know better, to have that higher perspective, to realize that your opinion isn't as important as you're giving it.
Right. And opinions, like, well, you know, opinions, they vary from day to day, emotion to emotion, you know, and all that. But what I'm talking about, that the exponential intelligence component, is that it never sways. It's always solid, consistent, no matter what emotional baggage that you're carrying for that.
But you know what that feels like? It feels like taking responsibility for the entire universe.
No, not true. It's really about taking responsibility for you, the universal.
But let's call it the God in us.
Sure. You can call it that if you'd like.
Yeah, that's what I mean by taking responsibility for being the creator of all. Because all, we can't comprehend anything beyond all that we can comprehend.
Right. Well, I just want to stress that the taking responsibility means that other people who have issues and so on, you're taking responsibility for them. And, you know, at a deeper level, maybe. But, you know, if all of us took responsibility for just ourselves, everything else would work.
Yeah, but I'm not speaking at that level of humanity. I'm speaking at universal level of taking responsibility for the whole, the galaxy, the universe, other universes.
Yes. Yeah, and that's true. You know, we're all responsible as a whole, but if we do our own separate components, take care of those, everybody else is taking care of it.
Yeah, in other words, don't be burdened by it.
That is so true. Then nobody gets out of that shadow, right?
But I guess what I'm hearing from this is the need to constantly live in wonder. A higher wonder.
Right. And it's, yeah, and it doesn't actually turn into, say, a need or desire, but you just actually start living in that higher wonder.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, and that's amazing. That's amazing with the work that I do. It's not something that you just say constantly or vigilantly do, like, I got to go work out, I got to do this, right, to stay in shape. It's just like you flip it around and you just start to see this reality from your higher self. And then, you know, everything else falls into place. You are a being. You're not trying to be. You just are.
It feels like it's those are moments of just becoming light.
Right. Yeah. So those moments of becoming light, through the process that I help people with, they actually just stay in that light.
I love it.
Eventually, you are that light.
Right. Well, we are that light anyway. We just don't know it.
You just don't know. Exactly.
So that's why it's so wonderful to talk with you, because this is really about helping us see ourselves in all contexts of reality.
Of course. Yeah, you get to see yourself from the completeness that you've always been.
I love that. That's so, just a wonderful statement.
Yeah, you've never been short. In any way, you've never been empty in any way. All the love that you're looking for, the wealth, all those things are deep inside you. I'm just helping you, and, you know, you as well, Peter, helping people like shine themselves out and get rid of all the taint.
I love telling people how wonderful they are.
Yeah. That's what it's all about, just shining that beauty that they have. So.
Yeah. It's because we do need to, let's call it ascend to joy, ascend to wonder, ascend to love in ways that aren't relative.
Right. Yeah, it's not what you're doing physically. It's just, it's more of just a knowing and awareness. And then what you do physically actually gets you to, say, the goals that you want. More money or better relationships, all those things.
Right. Yeah.
Where most people do it, you know, the physical into spirit, this is actually awakening your spirit, the physical naturally just, it's a side benefit.
Right. So it's not escaping anything on the physical plane.
No.
It's being interdimensional on the physical plane.
Right. It's understanding who you are at such a deep level. No, it's not escaping it at all. Like many, you know, techniques or modalities, religions, spiritual movements. And there's nothing wrong with that, by the way. You can say, come into that identity no matter what you do. But it's the process of how, say, you understand that modality that you're doing. Does that make sense?
Yes. It's that deeper, higher knowing, being knowing you're the light, knowing.
And using it from that perspective, or practicing, say, your modality or, you know, faith, any faith that you have from that perspective, it actually will benefit you. It'll benefit you just the way it did the creators of this faith, whoever they might be.
So now we're reaching the end of the show, and people wonder, you know, where to find out more about you. You have a website.
Right. My website is Mas Sajady. That's M-A-S. And then the last name, SAJADY.com. Podcast. If you want to learn more about me, a lot of free stuff on the podcast. Obviously, Exponential Intelligence. Or you can just look up my name on a podcast player. But those are really the best ways to reach me.
That's great. So, Mas Sajady. So, I'm so great. It's so wonderful talking with you again.
Nice talking to you, Peter. Thank you.
Sure. And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.FM. I can be reached at peter@heartriver, heartriver.org, or 212-222-7748. I'd love to hear from you, and thanks so much for listening.